This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with our first double exit interview of the brand new Survivor season. So excited to be back, and it was a really, really fun Survivor 44 premiere. Last night, I broke it all down with Stephen Fishback. We had some interesting theories about what went on here in the Survivor 44 premiere based on some of what we'll hear today. Let's find out how accurate we were in terms of what we had to say. If this is your first season with us, welcome. If you are somebody who has been around for a long time, great to have you back. Let me tell you a little bit about how things are going to go this season. We have, of course, the exit interview. We'll do this every Thursday. On Thursday afternoon, I will speak with a Survivor alumni about what they saw today. I'll be talking with the first person voted out of Survivor 43, Mariah Young. Really looking forward to catching up with her. And then this week on Monday nights, I will have our Survivor feedback show. I wanted to give the listeners more of a chance to get their questions in. If you have Survivor questions, you can send them in at any time. robhasawebsite.com/survivorquestions and send them our way. We will also tweet out that link on social media so you can get your questions in for our Survivor feedback show, where we have a little bit more fun with the episode and get into some of your questions that you have coming into next week. Plus, I've got a lot of exclusives for our patrons, but I'll tell you more about that at the end of the show. Let's get into our exit interview. I'm going to put the Maddie exit interview first because that pertains more to the big strategy moments from the episode. And then we will talk with Bruce and our old friend Jordan Kalish will be back for this week in Survivor history. You can also watch these videos on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. So let's bring in my exit interview with Maddie. Good morning, Maddie. Very excited to talk with about this whole situation. What a wild tribal council. What a start to Survivor 44.
Sorry, what'd you say? I sighed so loud I couldn't even hear it.
Yeah, well, I mean, for you, maybe the start could be better. But Maddie, okay, what the heck happened at that tribal council?
Rob, where do we start? So, let's start with Matthew.
Okay.
Early on, Matthew's climbing the rock, and we're watching him climb the rock. I'm talking with Kane, and Kane's like, I like Matthew. And I'm like, yeah? The guy climbing the rock, because Kane wanted to work with Matthew. And I'm like, then he falls from the rock. I'm like, you want to work with the guy that just fell off the rock? That dude's a wild card. And the thing about Matthew and why I'm so wary of him is I'm a wild card too, baby. Yeah. And the scariest thing in Survivor is someone who you don't know what they're going to do. So I had no issues with Brandon. Wasn't worried about Brandon. He's an old school player. I know exactly what that guy's going to do. I know how he's going to play. Matthew, I don't know what he's going to do. So very worried about Matthew. Then we're all looking for the idol. Kane's watching this group. I'm watching Brandon. I see Brandon futzing around. I'm like, you're acting weird, dude. Like, it's very obvious. And he puts the idol somewhere else. And he's like, oh, I found it. I've been watching Survivor 22 years. You think I think that you found an idol under some leaves? No. Like, no freaking chance. So my pride got in the way and I like couldn't let him have it. He's an alpha. I'm an alpha, the 6'4" professional football player and a 5'2" not professional athlete, like going at it, very big personalities, very competitive people. I just couldn't stand down to the guy. So when he found the idol and tried to dupe me and say that he had just found it when he had replaced it, and then when he wanted to play it without playing with me, I knew there's no inroads with this dude. So my target goes from Matthew to Brandon.
Yeah.
If you're not with me, you're against me. That's just how I am. So I know I want Brandon out. So we're in this challenge. It's a 3-hour challenge. He's down. It's not looking good. We suck at puzzles. everybody knows if we lose, we're voting for Jamie. Like, that was obvious. She was just a little bit on the outs. And come hell or high water, I was not letting a girl go home. So we're sitting, pushing these 400-pound blocks. I think Jeff said the whole thing was 4,000 pounds, the puzzle. And I'm looking at Brandon on the side with the IV. And I'm like, what if I... Mm-hmm. What if I... And I'm already thinking like, okay, I think I'm going to try to get him out if we lose this thing. So we get back to camp and I know that two things have to happen. I got to switch Lauren and I got to get Jamie and I can't tell Matthew. So the first thing I do, I go to Lauren. I'm like, Lauren had an advantage. I knew she had an advantage. Brandon knew she had an advantage. We're the only two people that know that. So if I get rid of Brandon, then I'm Lauren's number one.
Okay.
So I'm like, I got to get this guy out. I flip Lauren, who's working with Brandon. I'm like, good. Okay. This might work. I go to Jamie. She's down. I'm like, crap, this might work. I go to find Kane to get my last number and I can't find him. And so standing there is the one person that I say that I can't trust, who I initially wanted out, number one, Matthew. And I go up to Matthew and I tell him the plan. And that's what you see at Tribal. When Brandon knows to play his idol, when he knows to vote for Jamie and not me, it's for Matthew.
Okay, it's for Matthew. What do you mean by that?
It's from Matthew.
Matthew told Brandon to play his idol.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Matthew playing his shot in the dark based on what you knew from that night. Was he paranoid or did you get the sense that that was part of his plan also?
I think it was part of his plan.
Interesting.
He made a smart move.
Yeah.
He stole my homework. He put his name on it and he like put a plus on the A. Like, okay. He just took my move and he made it better. And yeah. Baller move.
Maddie, thank you so much for that. You're filling in a lot of holes for us because based off of what we saw, Jamie comes across as just, she's paranoid and she's going to put down her name on the shot in the dark for no reason. You say she had ample reason to be writing her name down. Kudos to her for hitting the shot in the dark. You at Tribal Council, what name did you think that Brandon was going to be writing down?
Yeah. So I thought he was going to write down Jamie. I was well aware going into Tribal that this was a 50-50 chance of me going home. I knew if I were to put this into play that it's like the difference of rock climbing with a rope or without a rope. Rock climbing is cool.
Ask Matthew.
You do it with a rope.
Yeah.
You get up the wall. Or you can rock climb without a rope and you free solo. And it's really cool if you get up the wall. And I was sort of playing Survivor like that. It's like, I just wanted to, I don't know how to half-ass anything. So I was like, I don't want to just do an easy vote. It's not good for my game if Brandon stays in. He clearly, we all see it, he doesn't want to work with me. And I figured going in that if I could keep Brandon comfortable, that he's an old school player and never in Survivor history has anyone played their idol at the first Tribal. Mm-hmm. I know that. I'm a super fan.
Yeah.
And he's an old school player. He wants to keep tribe strength. I was the most competitive physical female player. He's not with me strategically, but he wants tribe strength. So I'm like, I'm fine. And I was going in there just calling his bluff, basically. If he plays his idol, maybe he votes for me, maybe he votes for Jamie. It was just a showdown. You got an alpha and an alpha. And I'm like, standing there with my hands on my hips, like, you gonna play it? Mm-hmm. Like, that was sort of the vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I knew when Jeff said, before he turned the parchment, when he said the second player voted out of Survivor, I knew it was me because Jamie's shot had worked. So if it wasn't, he would have said, you know, this votes for Jamie doesn't work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you could have Groundhog Day'd this thing and done that Tribal Council day over again, what would the plan have been for you? Or that's, you know what? No regrets. That's what it was.
No, no, no. the perfect plan is I still make a big move, period. Brandon had to go. Why? First of all, he was coming up to me telling me who to vote for. You've got the wrong girl. No, thank you. Also, I want to say when I was telling Lauren, he's the godfather, that's called projection. I was the godfather. I was in with everyone. There's a reason I had the plan. Like, I was not scared of Brandon at all. Wait, Rob, I'm so hungover. What's your question?
Okay, if you could have done that tribal council day over again, what would the right plan have been?
Okay, do I have to start from the top?
No, just keep going.
Okay, so the perfect plan is that I still go for Brandon, and it's the original plan. I had the original plan. Leave Matthew out. Don't tell the wild card.
Yeah.
Don't tell him anything. And had I not told Matthew, Brandon would have thought that Jamie's going home, and he probably would have been too afraid to play his idol.
And it was just because Kane was talking to Matthew at the time that you went over to go talk to Kane. Yeah, it's that Survivor. Okay, so many more questions. Okay, going back to Lauren, okay, and you mentioned that you knew she had something. Did she tell you, or you could just tell by the way that she acted?
Well, okay, I could tell by the way she acted. I love Lauren. She came back like, hey, everyone, I'm back. And then delivered like the sad news that she had lost her vote. It just, the energies didn't match. But also I was working with Lauren. So she told me, she told Brandon. Another reason I needed Brandon gone. My original target was Matthew. But then when I found out that Brandon and Lauren were working together and she was my number two, I wanted to be her number one. So I was like, let me get her other number one out. And then I have Lauren in my back pocket. So yeah, I did know, and I was fine with her not playing her vote. I said, you don't want to vote for Brandon because you told him you'd never vote for him. Don't do it. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't need all the votes. I just needed enough. And my biggest regret. Okay, so two things. Don't tell Matthew. Split the freaking vote, dude. Why didn't I split the vote? One on Matthew, one on Brandon. If Brandon plays his idol, then we re-vote. It's probably between me and Matthew. I'm in with everyone. I'm telling you, I was in a really good spot. Matthew goes home.
Yeah. But if you didn't know that Matthew was going to play the shot in the dark, wouldn't their two votes have won out there?
Wait, say that again.
If you split your votes one and one, then if Matthew and Brandon vote together, you didn't know Matthew was going to play his shot in the dark.
Yeah, but his shot in the dark didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So let's say all things are the same, right? His shot in the dark, he still plays the shot in the dark and it doesn't work. We can still vote for Matthew, no? Yeah.
You could, but if you didn't know he was going to play it, then they would have two votes. Like how would you know that he's going to play a shot in the dark?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe, yeah, you're right. Maybe that's why I didn't do it. I rack my brain. I mean, I'm a huge fan. Like, why didn't I add more protection for myself?
All right. Look, there's a lot going on. Okay. All right. Tell me about, why was Kane somebody that you gravitated to?
I was watching Kane on the boat ride in, and he was playing with his hands like this. And I was just like, I like this guy. I thought that strategically Kane and I could work with different people and protect each other and then come together when nobody's looking and share information. That's exactly what we did the entire time that I was there. We would have been very powerful. And we wanted the hell out of Ratu. I wanted to blow Ratu to smithereens. I didn't give a crap. I would go to tribal every time. As long as I was in control, I saw tribal as a tool and I did not care. And I think Kane understood that. And he's a strategist. I'm a strategist. And we just worked well together. I also really liked Lauren and Jamie. And I was going to come hell or high water, protect the women. And the irony of that is I fell on my sword. And I really hope that they kill it because I did it for a reason. You know, it was a sacrifice.
I totally get that from you from the preseason. So you were very fun to watch on the show that I hope that we do one day get to see more. And at the very least, I hope that we can recap the Survivor 45 premiere, Maddie.
You have to have me back, Rob.
Yes. Okay. Well, done. Okay. All right. I know you got to run. You got so many interviews to do today, but this was really, really fun. Thank you for bringing so much information to light here and helping us understand a really wild first tribal council.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Matt, thanks, all the best. Rob. Feel better. Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
I'm struggling. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. There was Maddie. And boy, that was very informative in terms of what we didn't get to see on the show last night. Things make a lot more sense. I mean, kudos to Matthew, who seemingly played that very well. A lot of the things we talked about on Survivor Know-It-Alls last night, actually, it seems like that was the case. And for Maddie, just a case of bad luck of having to, you know, that they really do rush you to tribal council. And so there's a lot that has to be done after you lose that challenge. And then I think that that time frame of like the period from when you lose the challenge to going to tribal council is a very slim window. So you have to be making some like aggressive calls there. And so really liked getting to talk to Maddie, you know, one of my favorite types of players to get to talk to, especially on the exit interview and to have on the show. So I think that we'd love to have Maddie back on Rob as a podcast at the very least, and certainly somebody that I would love to watch again on Survivor. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the first person who left the season, the first medevac of the season, and somebody who we might be seeing again on Survivor very soon, according to some news that came out. We'll be talking with Bruce right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Bruce, just before we talk Survivor, I know you're really pumped up to get to chat. I just want to make sure health-wise, everything is good. No lingering effects from the Survivor experience.
Everything is perfect. Everything is absolutely perfect.
All right, Bruce. Well, let's talk about what exactly happened to you, because it just seemed like, and this is very understandable, you just were so fired up to jump out of the gate that just hit that first obstacle. Was that what it was? Just like way too much adrenaline coming out of the gate?
You know, I've always been one to go 110% with whatever it is that I do. And it was actually the first obstacle was when we went underneath the log. I hit the second obstacle on the way down. And it's, I'm not blaming it on anybody else other than myself and my shirt that I was wearing.
The shirt. What was the shirt's problem?
The shirt's problem. Listen, I bought the shirt. I'm like, yes, I love the shirt, but I'm wearing this shirt today. I can go like this. I can do all sorts of good stuff with it. With that shirt, I could just go like this.
The shirt was too tight.
It was too tight. It wasn't a flexible material. So when I put my arm down, my elbow, yeah. I had a little scuff right here. There we go.
Were you thinking ahead of like, hey, I'm going to be out there 26 days. I'm going to lose 25 pounds. So let me buy the shirt a little small.
You've been there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, Bruce, we have to talk about, this was some big news that I heard. I just listened this morning to the brand new official Survivor podcast, On Fire with Jeff Probst, and I heard you. But then after Jeff Probst hung up with you, I heard the big announcement that you have been officially named and invited to have an open invitation to come back for a future season. Now, how does this, is this like money in the bank pass? Do you just get to call in like, I'm ready, put me in?
I don't know the particulars in regards to it, but I am overjoyed and overwhelmed. It's, you know, there's something to be said. I had a bunch of people at my watch party yesterday because I knew that this was my hurrah. Yeah. So I got as many people as I could. And the people, everyone that was there came to me and they're like, you're going back on that show. We're gonna start a hashtag. Get Bruce back on Survivor. Whatever the hashtag
Don't need
was.
It.
It was all set in motion. I didn't even know. Rob, I had my phone in my pocket and I can't see my phone. I can't see because I need my glasses. I didn't take my glasses with me, but it all comes to my watch. So it vibrates on my watch every time I get a message. So at the beginning, I kept getting it all. And then while the show was airing, nothing. And then at the end, just kept going for at least 30 minutes. So then I get home. My wife is already laying in bed. She's scrolling through all the well wishes, this, that, and the other from all of our friends and family. And I'm like, let me grab my phone. So I get in bed. I put my glasses on, lay in bed, and I look at my phone, and it's like, Bruce, oh, my God. Oh, my God, Bruce. And then there was a link. So I clicked on the link, and it went to the podcast. And going through the listen and listen, listen, and all of a sudden, Jeff's like, here's a big announcement. Cue the music. And cues the music, and he says it. When I tell you, I cried like a baby.
Wow.
I am not going to lie to you. It was some of the greatest news, aside from the birth of my kids, the marriage to my wife, my being adopted as a kid. Like, that was right up top with all of that.
So,
it was amazing.
Bruce, are you currently in training now for your return to Survivor?
Do I look it? I may. I don't.
Look good. Okay. All right. So, Bruce, now, I'm really interested to know, because you were on the beach for that one day, but you also, you know, sustained that injury. So were you even able to like think about the game, or were you sort of like business as usual? And then, you know, the symptoms started to come back really hard at nighttime.
I like that you said that it was business as usual. It was, you know, we get to the beach and we have things that need to get done. Like, there's no way to get around it. If you have to get things done, you have to get them done. So I'm helping getting bamboo. I'm helping with all the things that need to be done. And it was like a gradual decline over the course of the day.
Okay.
It was like a 7 when it happened, and a 7 all day. And at the end of the day, it was 10. Like, that's how bad it was, a 10 out of 10.
Okay, great. Well, then you could tell us a little bit about your interactions with the members of your tribe. Again, just based off of what you witnessed out there on the beach, we actually heard Carolyn say later on in the episode that the only person I talked to was Bruce. Did you have strategic conversations with Carolyn, and what was that like?
Our conversations were on the human level.
Yeah,
nothing to do with the game, which is absolutely awesome. You know, I was able to bond with her and have conversations with her. You know, we talked about my kids, her kids, and that's basically what it came down to. That's one of the things that I miss. And I was kind of upset because when I left as early as I didn't have the ability to strategically talk to people just because my mind wasn't there.
Yeah,
like, I just wasn't thinking about, you know, strategizing and doing all this other stuff. And hey, who's this? Hey, what do you think about? None of that happened. None of it.
Okay. So, but based off of your personal conversations with Carolyn, did the edit accurately represent what it was like to live with Carolyn?
I'm going to be honest with you. I was at a party last night. I didn't see the whole entire thing. I didn't see that interaction. So I can't comment on it. I wish I could.
Okay. But the vibe of what you saw from Carolyn, that was like what she's like in real life.
Yeah, Carolyn is beautiful. Yeah. She's an amazing human being.
Okay.
Amazing human being.
All right. How about Jam Jam?
Larger than life, man. I love him. He's awesome.
Okay. Carson?
Carson is awesome too. Everybody, listen, I'm going to put a full blanket over every single person that's there. I love them all. And I will tell you, when I was in, you know, the hospital when I had left, you know, my questions were in regards to my tribe. And I thought about my tribe when I was there. And you know, my family, obviously the thought was there with them. But I thought about my tribe and how they were going to do and how I felt like I was letting them down because I had left, you know? So, but every single person, all of them, just absolutely amazing people.
Did you have a chance to stumble upon the bird cage during your time on the island?
I did. Okay. I did. We as a group saw it.
What were your thoughts about how to operate around the birdcage?
put your hands in like this and just pull it open and grab the thing out. That was my thought.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, you spoke in the preseason about not really wanting to be somebody who was really very over eager to go out and look for advantages.
That is correct. You know, and that's my thought process in the game, because it's, you know, it's a social game. You want to be social. You want to be able to know who people are. And even when with my head hurting the way that it was, me and Carolyn going for that for a walk and talking about who she is and who I am, that held more weight than looking at a birdcage just sitting there with something inside of it, like that potential beware advantage, you know? So I'm aware of that. Like, I know that happened in Jamal Shipman got burned by that. Like, you know, I saw that and I'm like, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. That's right there.
Yeah.
So that was it.
So based off of your time, just on day one, did you start to have a sense of like who you thought might be in some trouble in the tribe?
I'm going to say I thought I was.
Yeah.
I thought I was clearly at that moment in time, not to, you know, brag, I was stronger than everyone on the tribe. Mm-hmm. And I can say that for myself personally, but I was now diminished. I was now a weak link in the tribe.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the doctor said, Bruce, go back to camp. Don't do anything. Just go back to camp. We need you to get better. Just, you know, the tribe will be okay. Oh, hell no. I go back and I'm cutting bamboo and I'm moving stuff and let's do this. I'm helping with the fire. Like, you know, that's because this game, even though it's social, it's a social experiment, it's still this strategy that goes on. And if I'm sitting there, like, you know, laying back, I'm out.
Were there any fun moments that you had with the tribe on day one that we didn't get to see in the premiere?
I'm going to say yes, there were.
Yeah.
But as far as for me being able to recall them to the extent of what they were,
yeah,
I really can't. Like, I was just, it was all more about my head and what was going on.
Okay. Bruce, so you did all this preparation to go out there and then got right up to the starting line and got into the game before the injury. Is there anything that you did prep wise to get ready for Survivor that you feel like that now, as you're somebody who's going to get ready to go back eventually, that you would do differently?
Yes, I would be more flexible.
Yes.
But no, you know, the prep that I did, you know, I ate a lot. I swam at the pool, you know, not well, but I swam at the pool, you know, went to the gym on a regular basis. I, you know, the food that I was eating was good food. You know, there wouldn't be anything different. I would prep again the same way. I would probably take a little bit different of a tact by way of, you know, how often I do things, and then kind of go from there. But it was there really wouldn't be that much of a change, because I know that what I did before would have probably helped me very well in the game, aside from being flexible.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely a cotton shirt.
Yes. Well, now we know that. Now we know stretchable fabric is very important. Okay. And then, as you know, a big fan who goes out there, is there anything that a fan who is going to go out on Survivor, like, what's the one thing they can't prepare for?
They cannot prepare for not being with your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the biggest part of it all. You can't, you know, you can take someone, you know, you put them in a dark room for 5 days and they know that they can come out. Hey, there's my family. No, there's nothing like not being able to talk to your family, see what's going on. Like, I miss my kids, you know, softball and baseball playoffs. Like, that's tough mentally.
Well, I heard you tell Jeff that you got home from Survivor and went right to one of the games. And, you know, Bruce, that I played Survivor as a much younger man. And so when I did it, oh, wow, this is so fun. Well, great. 39 days. Wonderful. But as a adult, as a dad, you know, the prospect of then, you know, going to go do an adventure like this, like, I have no idea what that would be like. Like, I think it would be very difficult.
Yeah. And it is. It's extremely difficult. And I got the buy-in from everyone in my household. It wasn't just me saying, I'm, you know, this big, huge person that wants to be on TV and it's all about me. No, I got the buy-in from them. And once they gave me the buy-in, once they all said it was okay, yes, Dad, this is your dream. This is what you love. You love Survivor. We've watched it every year with you. Except for episode 1 through 3 of season 1. I had to go back and watch them because I was late. But they all gave me the buy-in. And once you get that, it's like, okay, now it gives you the ability to go to the gym all the time. It gives you the ability to, you know, eat the food that's in the house and say, don't touch that. I need to eat it because I need it. Like, it's so much easier to do those kind of things when everybody's in the buy-in.
Okay. Well, Bruce, this is, you know, just a pit stop here on your Survivor journey. So looking forward to seeing you again sometime in the near future.
I appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Bruce. All right. Keep in touch. Okay. All the best to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Bruce, who is made history, the first confirmed returning player here in the new era. So, I mean, he made a real impression on Jeff. I mean, you saw it in the episode. And then if you listen to the podcast, that Jeff just really loves the guy. And, you know, you can see why. And so this is going to be very interesting to see Bruce as a returning player at some point in the not too distant future, based off of what Jeff said on the podcast. So congratulations to Bruce. Really nice to get the chance to talk to him. Of course, we are going to get to catch up with an old friend. Jordan Kalish is coming back for another season of This Week in Survivor History. We will get to that with Jordan when we come back right after this. All right, everybody, what a treat to kick off the Survivor season. Look who's back, the guy who's taking a break from covering what's going on down at Yankee Spring Training. Here he is. It's Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
Doing great, Rob. Had a nice off season. Last time I spoke to you, we had 3 tremendous guests here, and I'm hoping they secretly pop up again. That was so much fun to have the 42 crew.
Yeah, if anybody missed that, we did the Twitch Ultimate Trivia Challenge with Omer, Marianne, and Zach Wartenberger. And I have to say that those 3 really know their stuff. That there was a time when I could say that there was no, like, undoubtedly, I knew more about Survivor than anybody else who had ever played Survivor. And it wasn't close. And now I have to say that I might not be in the top 5 anymore.
I got to say it's one of my favorite things of the new era. I think we've developed a new nerd squad of Survivor trivia. You're still definitely in the squad, Rob. And I think that, yes, you did get defeated by, I don't know, are we spoiling the winner? I think people already know who won Twitch Ultimate Trivia from a couple weeks ago. So I think we could spoil that Omer won, and he did defeat you. But I think you're still clearly in the squad. I think that Marianne and Zach, if they had won, would have maybe been able to hold their own, and they could have beat you too.
I'm the old era champion.
You are. I don't know if anyone is going to do better than you Survivor wise, in like a Heroes versus Villains in earlier, trivia. What's considered old school nowadays? I feel like anything is the 30s old school.
I can't even have the old era of pre Survivor 40. You're cutting me down to what? Who knows more than me between seasons 21 and 40?
Okay, I see what you mean. Of contestants from Free 40, for sure. I thought you meant...
What do you mean, like fans from...
No, I thought you were talking about like trivia from Pre 40.
Yeah. No, I mean...
I think of contestants, you're done.
During the Rob is a podcast year, it's really the like soft underbelly of when I wasn't podcasting is really the tough spot for me.
Yeah, the Guatemala era, as we like to call it on Twitch.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. No, but I think we've developed a nice nerd squad. I think those 342ers, you're clearly in there. I don't know. I think that if we from what I've heard that from 43, there's a couple contestants too who could hold their own. So hopefully we could get that going and have some 43ers competing against each other.
All right, but Jordan, here we are to talk things through for the very first time on This Week in Survivor History premiere week here, and so I know we must have some exciting questions to talk about today.
Yes, we are going to go all the way back. This is going to be all about different Survivor premieres. They weren't necessarily This Week in Survivor History. Premier League, I like to stick with premieres. So we are going to go to one that
all
did
spring
happen.
Premieres.
They are all, yes, these are going to be from this. Well, for this part of the quiz, yes, this is going to be a spring premiere that we're going to be talking about first.
Okay.
Survivor Marquesas. This premiered 21 years ago this week in Survivor history, from February 28th, 2002. So as I tweeted the other day, if you were born during the Marquesas premiere, you can now legally drink in the United States. So great, great job. Have a beverage as you're listening to Twitch. Good job.
Have a few Coors Lights like Rob and Kathy did way back when.
Yes, they sit those down. Or Coors Lights, Fireball shots, whatever you want when it comes to Boston Rob's.
Two people know what they're doing with the Coors Lights.
Yes, and I have some light trivia for you, because I think this is this one you're gonna. I think you're gonna get a perfect score on this. I think you're gonna do this well. Six people got voted out in the pre-merge of Survivor Marquesas, starting with, of course, this episode being that it is the premiere. You have to give me those six people in order. I am going to tell you, after you've locked in your order, how many you have right and how many you have wrong. If you get it in one shot, you get a total of 6 points. If you get it in two shots, you
want
a total
the Marquesas pre-merge boots.
Boots from first to sixth. There are six of them. Normally, when we do this game, I give you the set. I give you the people involved. I don't think I need to do that for this game.
Okay. All right. Well, we got things started with Peter Harkey, first survivor I ever met, besides Peter the people from Survivor the Amazon. Then there was Mama Pat, Patricia. Okay. Then Hunter got voted out. Then Cleopatra, Sarah Jones. Then Gabe wanted to start a new society. And then finally, it was the watermelon spitting seed queen, Gina Cruz.
Gina Seeds Baby Cruz. Before
Seeds
Kayla's
Baby,
seeds,
right.
We had,
by the way, my kids are really into everything bagels. They like them.
Oh, good. That's that means they are kids of high character and good taste. So good job raising the kids to like everything bagels. Mm-hmm. And also good job getting a full 6 points. I knew you would do it too well on this one. So you start with six. Mm-hmm. That is a perfect score. We are now going to go to a premiere that did not occur this week in Survivor history. And I feel like there's one season of Survivor that often gets overlooked. And it's because it happened when none of the other seasons happened. It was a summer season. Survivor Borneo premiered on May 31st, 2000, almost 23 years ago. This was the day before my 10th birthday, actually, that Borneo premiered. It's the same game. You have to give me the first six boots of Borneo. I'm not going to give you the players. You have to list them in order and lock them in.
Okay. This is like my eye exam. Sonia, BB, Stacy, Ramona, Dirk, Joel.
Dirk and Joel. Rob, I think you could have done that in your sleep. You get another 6 points. You're starting out.
I'm so curious. Why go to Survivor Borneo, which premiered in May, to ask me a very vanilla, who were the first six boots of Survivor Borneo question?
Well, I think the fans are playing along. Not all of them are going to be able to answer every single question. I had a feeling you were. Mm-hmm. I didn't think, you know, maybe you could mix up like the Stacy and Ramona, but I feel like Ramona was everybody's first Survivor episode ever, according to the Survivor B&B and mm-hmm. everyone's origin story.
That was my first episode. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of people have said that. My first was the first episode.
I feel
episode
like with Australia, the B&B, most people say it was Gretchen was their first episode.
That's come up, but the Ramona one has definitely come up multiple times.
Yeah.
Okay. I was late to the table, though. Australian Outback right after the Super Bowl premiere. Mm-hmm. Deb, unfortunately, voted out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to go now to the main game of Twitch. I have 10 Survivor quotes. I am going to read the quote. If you are able to get the person who said the quote, not who the quote is about, the person who said the quote, you're going to get 3 points. If I have to give you the first hint, which is going to be the season that the player is on, you are going to get, you will get 2 points. If I have to give you the second clue, which is the tribe, you will only get 1 point. For each incorrect answer that you give, you will lose a point. You do not have to guess after each clue. You actually don't have to guess, but you probably should, because what's the fun in that?
But I lose a point if I guess.
You lose a point if you're wrong. Yes. Yeah. For every incorrect answer, you lose a point. So you're starting with 12. And here is your first quote. They're so freaking cocky. They're like, oh, we're never going to go to tribal council. And ugh, it's so annoying. I just want to beat them to kind of like shut them up. And by the way, these are all from premieres that are even numbered seasons.
Yeah. I believe you want the person or the season.
I want the person. I'll give you the season if you need.
Am I out of the game if I guess wrong?
No.
Okay. I believe it's my friend and recent Talking with T-Bird guest, Jenna Maraska.
So it's hard to do Amazon questions on here because mm-hmm. you were around, you know everything that was going on.
20
but
years ago this month, Jordan.
Yep, you were 20 year anniversary.
You know, some people say Survive the Amazon saved the franchise. You know, and so
coming off of Thailand, I
coming off of Thailand, people felt like, oh, Survivor, this is probably it. Survivor Amazon brought it back. So I think arguably you could say that I completely saved both the Survivor and Big Brother Canada franchise. And I just feel like not a lot of people give me their recognition.
The savior of seasons. That could be like in your Daenerys Targaryen.
The savior of reality
idol.
TV.
as a genre, the savior of reality TV. Yeah, I think you can claim that. I think that is something that you could claim. I don't know if it's true, but I think it's something that you could claim.
You could make
that
a
most
case.
People probably couldn't.
You could make a TED Talk.
Okay, I you know what? I'm going to a presentation party in this weekend where you have to make a
because there was
PowerPoint
a lot of TED Talk before
everything.
We came along. If you know what I mean.
There was too much TED Talk, yeah, before your season. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to a presentation party this weekend where I have to make a PowerPoint presentation and present it in front of my friends and argue whatever point I want to make. Maybe I'll do this. Rob Cesternino saved reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done any work yet, so I have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is how nerdy my friends are, by the way, but I like it. Okay. We are going to go to
This is like a party that you're going
yeah,
to?
Yeah, it's a party at someone's apartment, yeah.
What is this, like RenapX?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, you've met some of the people I hang out with. This shouldn't surprise you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so here's quote number two. I'm going to bring those instincts into the game. I'll use my gut.
That's it? I'm going to bring those instincts into the game. I'll use my gut.
I'll use my gut. You don't have to guess.
Okay. I have a guess. These are all from the even number premieres.
Even number premieres, yes.
I'm going to say, I'll take a guess. Is it Kellen Bechtold?
It is not Kellen, so you lose a point. And I can tell you now, I'm going to give you the first clue from Ko Rong.
I'm gonna take those instincts into the game. I'll use my gut. I mean, is there anybody out there that is this an ironic Joe Del Campo that are you making a joke?
I think when you get this, you'll realize that it's not an unfair question. That's a clue. Oh, that's a free clue.
Was it Darnell?
Darnell Hamilton, right before he said his gut was telling him to use the bathroom and poop in the ocean.
Yeah.
That was
half the quote.
You get that. Yeah. But why would I'm not going to give
not
you the
an
one
iconic
that
Survivor quote.
I think it leads up to an iconic Survivor quote, or at least a quote that you've used as a on
anybody
the soundboard
who's
for
listening
years.
And you knew that one based off of that, off of the first clue, please tag me on Twitter.
This is how the game. You didn't have to guess. Mm-hmm. You knew that. Look, you knew it was even numbered season. So it basically, I'm not using this quote unless it's Kellen or Darnell mm-hmm. because they are the two survivors known. And I guess Joe Del Campo could have been a good one too. I didn't think of that.
Yeah,
but yeah, these are the
next
two
quote, guys. We got tree mail. Yeah,
yeah. The next quote is actually, guys, we got tree mail. No, just kidding. Quote number three, and you have 16 points right now because you lost one but gained two on that question. So you still got a positive point.
Okay.
I feel like we are not going as fast as we should because we are still working on the primary shelter while the kitchen and the bathroom are yet to be built.
Okay. I think that somebody is making a joke on the primary shelter. All right. Let me get the season.
This is from Survivor Fiji.
Okay.
Fiji premiere.
It's probably somebody from the good camp. I'm gonna say it's Earl.
It is not Earl, so you lose a point. You have 15, and the tribe. This person was not on a tribe when the quote is given, but they mm-hmm. end up on Ravu.
Okay. I'm gonna say Stacy. No, can I say Sylvia?
Sylvia. You did not say final answer, so Sylvia is correct. The architect
got my S names confused.
Fiji.
Yes,
you get your point back. You are now up at 16. Sylvia, the architects, talking about building on Fiji. That was the clue there. So yeah, I think you see the game now. You see where this is going. They're not all iconic quotes. None of these are iconic quotes, but you can use Survivor trivia to get the answers right. If they were iconic quotes, it would be way too easy.
Sure.
All right. So question number four, the real tall boy. I think he's like a geek. I think I should be able to lead him around real easy. Who said this quote?
I believe Sandy said that.
Sandy Bergen said it, and not for any points, but who did she say it about? Who's the tall geek? Yes, Stephen, the tall geek of Survivor Token Jeans is correct. You have a total of 19 points. Question
number five. Am I doing good?
You are doing good. Yeah, you're definitely on the trajectory to win. I sometimes come into this not really knowing how many points you need to win.
Really? That surprises me. Yeah.
That should not surprise you.
Yeah.
You think I could calculate this and figure out what what's a winning score? I mean, is it like a replacement level Survivor trivia person, or is it you? I think the score would be pretty high. But I think that right now you're living up to the high expectations. And we are going to question number five. My life has definitely been easier because I'm better looking than most people. And that sounds terrible. It sounds awful, but it's the truth. My looks will definitely help me. 39 days and $1 million in my pocket at the end.
I feel like it's going to be one of the brains versus brawn versus beauty. But I think I'm going to want to hear a season.
Okay, so this is going to be for 2 points then. If you're right, this is from Survivor Co. Wrong, and yes, you logicked out that it's from a brains.
I'm gonna say it's from it's Nick Majorano.
And the Mayo Jar, Nick Majorano is correct. Another former blogger on Rob Has a Website.
Not too
many of those still around. Yep, that was a thing. So you have a total of 21 points right now, and we're going to question number six. She's beautiful. Any idiot can see that.
I feel like that's another half quote. Let me hear the season.
It is from Survivor All-Stars.
Boston Rob said that.
Boston Rob on the Shapara Tribe with you. Was talking about you. Mm-hmm. That is correct. Now, of course, talking about his wife, Amber. I like that he talks about, I believe it was Heroes versus Villains, talks about having one kid. Now he has four kids, so that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I did not use that quote. But
it's like my old podcast with Akiva.
Yeah, Akiva's had like what? How many kids since you started podcasting?
I don't know if he has two or three when we started. Yeah, I don't know if that came up on Pod Friends.
Yeah, I still got to listen to the Akiva Pod Fans. I'm behind with this Austin trip, Rob. I'm very behind on my my podcast listening, but I have listened to all the 44 preseason stuff. So
okay, good. You're ready.
At least I'm there. I'm ready for the season. Well, yes.
We watched the first episode.
Yeah, we did. It was fantastic. Great premiere. One of the best premieres.
Mm-hmm.
Question number seven. First vote off of season blank. It's not even a vote. The blank is a word that is redacted.
First vote off season blank.
First vote of season blank. It's not even a vote.
I don't know. There's a lot of different ways I could go. Let me hear the season.
Okay, so I could fill in the redacted word. It is first vote of season 42. It's not even a vote.
First vote of season 42. It's not even a vote. I mean, I think it would be too obvious if it was Zach. I'll say, did Daniel say that?
That is wrong. You lose a point. So you're at 22. I can give you the tribe is Ika, which was the blue tribe.
I guess, did Zach say it?
It was Zach. You get your point back. Okay. You're 23. Zach Wurtenberger, former Twitch contestant, did say that because he was the first person to go up to vote, but he did not vote. He played the shot in the dark. So we are going to question number eight. He said that when he was not voting, yes.
Yes, okay.
So we're going to question number eight. People are expecting me to be that guy they saw on blank. You know, that guy who stuck by his word and done everything he had to do. But this game is completely different because everyone saw me play.
Um, I'm going to guess here.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to guess JT.
Well, you're risking it. Did you get the biscuit? Yes, you did. 3 points. You have a total of 26. Yes. JT, the good old boy. They all saw, mm-hmm. they all saw his game on Token Jeans, and he came back. Did not work as well on Heroes versus Villains. But yes, that, mm-hmm. that is correct. So you have 26. We're going to our second to last quote. Let's play it hard right from the beginning. Let's get rid of the weak players even before we start. And this is going to set the tone for the whole time.
No idea.
Okay, so the season is Token Jeans.
Is it Coach?
It is Coach. So you're gonna get 2 points. You have 28 mm-hmm. total. Yes, that he's talking, of course, about voting out Sierra, or thinking they were voting out Sierra before the game even began, but she and Sandy didn't have to go on the trek. Mm-hmm. And we have one more. You have 28. I think if you get at least a two here, you're gonna get the win. If you need both clues, I don't think you're getting the point. So let's do it. 10. Need any advice on how to raise a baby to be happy and well-adjusted child? I'll be very happy to give you some advice. Thank you.
Need any advice on how to raise a baby? Well-adjusted child. I need the season.
Okay, I'm going to give you the season. It is Survivor Micronesia.
Need any advice on how to raise a baby? I'm going to guess, did Ceree say that about the Ozlets?
It was not Ceree. So you lose a point, 27. I'll give you the tribe. It was the favorites. It was the Malakal tribe.
Did Penner say it?
It was not Penner. It was Yao Man. So you finished with 26 points. Mm-hmm. Yao Man pushed Johnny Fair. And this is in the voting booth as everyone's voting for Fair Play. He had earlier pushed Fair Play into a boat. But it doesn't really look intentional to me. But I think Fair Play claims otherwise. But yes, Yao Man was talking about the fact that Fair Play wanted to go home. He asked the tribe to vote him out to take care of his newborn baby. Or I think the baby hadn't been born yet. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was Yao Man's parenting advice. And I'm going to say this. You got a lot of points. I know I said if you get the one, you're not going to get the win. I will give you the win.
Don't give me a pity win.
Okay, I won't give you the pity win, but we still get to do the verbal rebus. I'll still give you the honor and jervis of doing the verbal rebus. I feel like this was a little bit longer of a quiz, so I did a shorter verbal rebus, which I think you like. Where players like Eliza Orlins and Cliff Robinson have found themselves outside of Survivor. That's the first clue.
We say it again.
Where players like Eliza Orlins and Cliff Robinson have found themselves outside of Survivor.
Court?
Yeah. plus an injury to this part of the body caused the only quit on David versus Goliath. Yes, a knee. Okay. Good. Plus the celestial body in which Tony Vlachos has claimed to strategize with.
The celestial body that Tony Vlachos has
claimed to strategize with. You already have Courtney.
Courtney Moon?
Courtney Moon. That is correct, Rob. You get the verbal rebus right. So I don't think you get the win for the game, but you did get the verbal rebus. Congratulations. That's the
friends
game
we made
the
along the way.
Yes, exactly. The moons we strategize with along the way.
Okay. All right, Jordan Kalish. Where can people keep up with you, Jordan?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jordan Kalish. I've my Instagram also at Jordan Kalish. Not too much Survivor content there, but sometimes there is. You never know. I'll be tweeting my thoughts about the season, and I look forward to talking to you next week with more trivia questions.
All right, we'll be back. Love to get the feedback on the Twitch quiz. Thank you so much, Jordan, and we'll talk to you next week.
Love you, bae.
All right, everybody. There you have it. Jordan Kalish has been doing this for a very long time. Always fun to have him back here to have some fun at the end of these Survivor exit interviews. We are going to have a lot of fun all week long. I will be next speaking with the patrons of Rob as a Podcast. We'll be doing our weekly Survivor Happy Hour, or Patron Happy Hour, we actually call it. But today, it will be a Survivor Happy Hour. I will be taking calls from the patrons. That is a patron only podcast. I will be live at 2 p.m. Eastern, and I will be taking calls for about an hour with the patrons of Rob as a Podcast from our patron community on Discord and on Facebook. So looking forward to that one. Then I'll talk to Mariah. I will be bringing the patrons the very first burning question. It's something I'm really excited to get to do this season. It was really inspired by what I did with the All Gabler rewatch at the end of last season. I'd love to be able to produce a piece of content like that every single week. I will be working on that on Fridays, and then the patrons will have exclusive access to that for 5 days before we drop it as a podcast on Wednesday morning for everybody else to get the chance to watch it right before the next episode starts. If you want to get premium content and the opportunity to connect with me and Rob as a planet, plus access to a bunch of international reality TV shows, head on over to robisawebsite.com/patron. Would love to see you there. Plus check out everything else coming up your way in our Survivor podcast feed at robisawebsite.com/survivors. Thank you so much for listening to our first double exit interview of the season. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.